1390 AM, in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. You've heard of bird watchers, but how about bat watchers? Here in NDG, there is a group of researchers and community members who go out at night and pick up the sounds of bats. They're called bat walks, and the first bat walk of the year took place on the evening of June 26th. CJLO tagged along. This is the sound of a bat recorded near Terry Fox Park along Rue St. Jacques. This sound was gathered using wildlife acoustic technology. Sensitive microphones are able to isolate sounds too high-pitched for human ears. The bat walks are run by a group called Finding Urban Nature, or FUN, a partnership between the charity group Urban Nature Education and Concordia's biology department. FUN leads public talks, tours, and other events to help get citizens engaged with urban nature.
I think kids generally understand it with just kind of as a basic treasure hunt in their own community to find a new thing that they didn't know about before. And I think everyone is a kid at some level that comes out here to learn what more there is in their community, in their daily life, that they might not have noticed before. And once you've noticed them, it's hard to unnotice them.
That was FUN's director, Karen Fisher-Favre. She was out with a team of students and community members. The people on the bat walks are given wildlife acoustic microphones attached to iPads. These pick up the sounds of the bats, as members of FUN explain the importance of bats in the area.
The main ecosystem service that these bats provide to our community is really reducing the number of insects. So a bat can eat up to 1,000 insects an hour in the middle of summer, and the nursing females get up to 4,000 an hour.
The group is in its third year running the bat walks. Here's Concordia researcher Ashley Spanier-Levesse talking about some of the bats they've seen on these walks.
We've mainly seen big brown bats, silver-haired bats, and hoary bats. Occasionally, mostly down by the water, we've gotten eastern red bats. Sometimes a tricolored bat will appear, and there's been a few really random ones that we're not very confident in have reappeared.
In addition to bat walks for public education, the Concordia researchers here are also studying what are called flight corridors, examining the paths that bats take through the skies so that cities can plan development without disturbing the winged animals. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back on The Voice of the Voiceless on the CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Miriam, and today we have our beautiful co-host who came back, Judy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Judy.
How are you?
How was your vacation?
It was good, good. I had so much fun, but I missed being here and in the radio just talking to you guys, so...
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy that you're back.
Yeah,
oh my
too.
Gosh, it's been a while since we're a duo here. Today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Lulua Abu-Ramadan, and she will be joining us today to talk about her experience as a writer, as a teacher, and as a painter. So Lulua Abu-Ramadan holds a bachelor degree in education in psychology. Specialization in Arabic language from Qatar, and it's in English. She taught teaching methodologies in McGill University, and she has a master's degree in literature, specialization in Palestinian literature from Lyon 2 University, and she is an author of Gisbi from Gaza, Rajariya min Gaza, which is a collection of short stories, and she has another book called Maryam and Yusser, Collection of Children's Story. In addition to her writing, Lulu is a visual artist, and she has her unique artistic style. Her work has been exhibited in Montreal, Canada, in Musée des Maîtres et Artisans du Québec, and her first solo exhibition was held in Lyon, France. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me first. I'm really happy to join Maryam, my daughter,
and best friend of
my daughter, Judy.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that you're here. I'm very excited. This is my first time, welcoming someone very special to me, my mom. So I'm happy that you're here. So I talked about a little bit about yourself. Would you like to add anything that's interesting?
No, it's fine. Excellent.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, awesome. I have a few questions for you.
Yes.
We want to know more about you, obviously. We want to know what you've done in the past, your inspirations, your motivations, things like that. But we can start off by a simple question. What are you passionate about?
Yes, it's very important for me to be passionate of something. I am passionate in writing. Because the writing and painting too provides me the what you call it an outlet to convey my thoughts, my ideas, what else, emotion, you know, feelings, that things. So it's a kind of self-expression.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can spread my ideas for the others and make what you call it in literature, the new memory or collective memory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So contain the values, the tradition, what's going on in our culture.
Yeah.
So the other generation will realize that later.
Yeah.
So it's always in my head to do this.
Yeah. To make sure that people in the next generation know our culture and all the stories that we had. And
exactly.
Just convey a message, basically.
Yeah. It's very important. It's very important. So I think when you did these things, your passion, I think easy for you to focus in your job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. With my experience, my knowledge, and that things, I found it very easy to concentrate in my job as a teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or only teacher. Am I?
Yeah.
So you're just teacher.
Well, that's a great thing, actually. So you're saying that what you do as a job, which is a teacher, it connects to your passion. So
exactly.
As
very
a teacher,
important.
you try to raise the future generation,
about it later,
and things like that.
Very nice experience.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. So I have a. We can go to the next question. So, you are a artist, you are an educator, and you are a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So, within by considering that, if you had to choose in your field, artistic field, or as a teacher or as a writer, what would be your most important milestones as these types of
for three types?
Yeah,
you mean?
You can choose one of them, or you can choose you can you know, pick three of them or choose one, but since you are an artist, educator, and a writer, you can just pick from one if you want.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think I made two books. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like improvement of my hobby, my talent. Mm-hmm. When you make something, you are a writer, mm-hmm. Writing article, then I wrote a book, mm-hmm. Talking about my memories during the time, mm-hmm. When I travel here and there. Also, I made like exhibitions.
Yeah.
This is mm-hmm. my passion. You know that, Mariam, that I love to draw. I yeah. have a lot of.
I love your paintings.
Yeah, you have to come to my home and see. It's full of
come again
tableau and full of tableaus. Yeah,
paintings. Yeah,
yeah. Painting. So yes, I found myself here. Okay. In those two types of talent, and I think I made improve.
Yeah,
this mm-hmm. is what I found. Okay. I made improve.
So the milestones as a painter would be to what would it be, like your accomplishment as a painter?
Yeah, I found I have a style, because mm-hmm. I have friends that many friends, they told me, Lulua, if we there's no name on that tableau, okay. on the painting, we will say this is Lulua painting.
Okay. Mm.
So
okay.
I think I did something. You
okay.
know?
So that is your accomplishment.
You have kind of flowers, nature, mm-hmm. and start with faces, surrealism, mm-hmm. faces mm-hmm. that, you know, guys, what does it mean, surrealism?
Surrealism. It's
I'm
like
now here a teacher.
If I remember, I think I've heard it before. It's like drawing people and like their faces and just realism. So you're drawing, you're painting people,
yes.
or like reality, basically.
Yeah, yes, it's exactly. the opposite of realism.
It's not.
Yeah, it's the opposite mixed, of oh, realism.
It's mixed,
yeah.
It's combined the realistic oh. and the imaginary elements.
Yeah.
Okay. Together.
Okay,
so you will have surrealism, you know, type of art. It's mm-hmm. very important. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm doing surrealism in France. They told me.
Oh, wow.
You are doing surrealism. Oh. Surrealism. What does it mean? I don't know. I don't know that yeah. about it.
You learned it when
yeah,
you were in France.
I know Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali. Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on in you know, mm-hmm. in surrealism, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. also it's describe me like when you paint your unconscious mm-hmm. painting mm-hmm. with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not like realistic or imagine your in your brain. No, it's inside you.
It's coming from you
exactly,
and going
exactly.
outside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because the roses, I made it. It's like it's me. You know, mm-hmm. moving and mm-hmm. with the leaves and with
I
the branches.
It, yeah, yeah.
It's really like that.
I remember Mariam gave me a birthday card that yeah. was your drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really nice. And it was like the moment I saw it, I know it was yours, because yeah. once we came to her place and like Mimi was like saying, oh, this is my mom, this is all the paintings from my
yeah.
mom, and like
you made the connection.
I made the connection. I was like, oh, this is her. Like it's so nice.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Your paintings are definitely surrealism. It's
yeah,
like
it has, I
it's
think
it's inspired by real life, but mm. it's drawn in a way that is not actually realistic, but mm-hmm. you can identify
not realistic
it
at
as
all. Yeah.
as realistic. Yeah, but it's yeah, it's all
no
like
way, yeah.
it's not very like detailed. It's not like very real. It's mm. more
no
of
details,
it's inspired
exactly.
by real life, but it's actually not real life.
Real life.
So yeah, so that's really cool. Yes,
I have
really.
A question.
Yeah.
How
yes.
did you start drawing? Like, did you start when you were young, or did you start
good
when you were
questions.
Like?
Yes, I have been drawing since primary school.
Okay.
I don't realize that I like to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Like the teacher, you know, give us subject, and I am the first one. excellent marks. Oh, what happened? Yeah, it's, so I like that. I like to have this class
since
every
you were
time.
A kid, yeah,
it was little, you know, it's young, very young, and in the exam. Some students they crying, they don't know what to do because it's marked in our certificate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm so happy to have this unknown subject and start drawing with coloring and have a good mark. So until in the school only, and the university, you know, busy with the study. Then I got married with my kids. After that, in France, you know how the France.
But you did paint in the U.S., right? When you were in the U.S.
In U.S., little bit. I found myself. Yes, I from time to time.
Yeah.
When I because I am at home with my kids, so start drawing. Mm-hmm. She's right, Mariam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I found myself like drawing, and I want to
constantly
make exhibition and like
that. Was in France when
exactly
you
in France.
It.
Yeah. Okay. This is.
Were you inspired by the French or like how?
My favorite place, museum, to visit a museum. You know France.
Yeah.
Museums a lot everywhere and the highest standard of museums and tableau.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, I think inspire me a lot. I think so. You are right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get and what happens in our countries in Arabic country
like
spring.
Spring break.
Arab Spring. Mm-hmm. She started Arab Spring.
Gaza wars and feeling like upset and tired, what we see in the news. So I start like healing. Mm-hmm. So my unconscious drawing, not me, to feel happy, to feel
so like
relief.
Your way of escape and like actually putting your emotions through the drawing.
To put my emotion in the paper. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm drawing in paper, like small student, booklet.
Yeah.
So
no, I love that it's a healing process. Yeah. It's like something that makes you feel better when you do it.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's a healing. I think my art is a healing for me. Mm-hmm. Writing is kind of a struggle because you want to put the idea
into
the paper and think about the happiness and sadness in the same time to get it well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of struggling, and the Arabic, you know, you have to be perfect in every, no mistake, nothing.
For sure.
Arabic, it's good.
Speak Arabic.
It's okay, we can mix here.
It's okay, we can mix.
Akid.
Jamil jiddan.
Akid, we can mix. Okay, we're gonna go for a break and then we'll come back in a few minutes. So enjoy, guys. And a song as well by, Fadil Shakir, we're going to play Ahla Rasma since we're talking about drawings and painting. It was recommended by Lulu.
Ahla Rasma. Ahsanti. Ahsanti.
So I hope we hope you enjoy.
On July 11th, come on out to FM Fest, a community-led festival focused on emerging local talent and a celebration of the music scene here in Montreal. Across Casa do Popolo, La Sauterania, and La Sala Rosa, it will be a full night of music featuring Ryan Brio, Parallel, MOC, Divance, Fails, Worth Creating, Nuji. The show continues in January, Chong, Horizons, Honey, and Resonance. Tickets are just $15 plus fees too. For more information, follow the Fluid Mosaic on Instagram. This event is backed and sponsored by CGLO 1690 AM, Infamy, Non-Binary Twins, et Les Insoumis.
Cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
The Comfy Cabaret is now open every Tuesday at 6. Forget all your fears, problems, struggles, and snuggle up. Relax, I've got all that's going on with local, new, underappreciated artists in a chilled out indie pop landscape. We feature artists every week talking about their stories and music, plus new releases you're sure to love as well. You can find your new favorite artist before the world does right here on the Comfy Cabaret.
Thank you.
معاك بحس بروحي طايرة ما فيش ولا دمع حايرة وبلاقيني معاك إلا وأنا معاك وإلا وأنا معاك بحس بصدق الكلمة دمعة حنين وبسمة ما تعديش أي نسمة إلا وأنا معاك الحلو فيه مفيش أجمل يا عينيا من الحلو الجوه إلا وأنا معاك مستني الأسودية طلعت الحلو فيه مفيش أجمل يا عينيا من الحلو ما بقيتش اخاف من بكره والماضي كله ذكرى ولقيت امالي معاك الا وانا معاك والا وانا معاك الوان الدنيا خدتني احلى رسمه رسمتني نجمه بليلك ضوتني عرفت الحب مفيش أجمل يا عينيا من الحلو الجوا وإلا وأنا معاك نسيتني الأسودية طلعت الحلو فيا مفيش أجمل يا عينيا من الحلو الجوا
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 6090 AM. We're back with our special guest, Lulu Abramadan, my beautiful mother, but also a very, very talented writer and artist and teacher. So we will be continuing on with, I guess, with a list of questions that I have prepared. So we talked about you as a educator, as a writer, and as an artist. But I have this like very, you know, special and fun question that you maybe can give us like a memory of your childhood, of your adulthood. The question is, when did you realize that you wanted to be an artist? So maybe there was a moment or several moments in your childhood or in your adulthood that you were like, okay, because of this thing or because of this person, I want to be an artist. Was there some memories or?
Usually I told you that the visual art that I'm like doing something inside me. I cannot like have someone like ideal in my head or he can or she can give me this hint.
I'm not necessarily talking about like maybe influence you have. I'm talking about maybe a moment that you were like, okay, I love painting or now
I want to become an artist.
I want to become an artist. Is there a moment?
Yes. Yeah. I think the colors.
Okay.
Like the passion of the colors, I love it. I love it really. Also, when I found like my passion to visit museums.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always in the museum. Oh, I have to go and draw. I have mm-hmm. to go and paint.
Each time you come back
exactly,
from the museum, you're like,
draw. Flying in the mm-hmm. museum, yeah. like jumping sometimes. Yeah. It happens to me when I have kids, you know. Yeah. Yeah. enter the museum and jump. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's I don't like...
you get very excited.
Exactly.
You get
excited that to go to this place and found this atmosphere, beautiful yeah. atmosphere around me, colors and many things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think from this part.
Mm. So visiting places...
Visiting, exactly.
Tells you that, oh, now I really need
yes,
to paint.
Yes, visiting places, yeah. color. I like to see the colors, mm-hmm. to touch it, to...
play with it.
Exactly, to mm-hmm. feel it. It's a nice feeling for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the museums and the artworks, so every time you go and like you see the art, it
exactly,
inspires you
Judy.
To do more and exactly. to do more stuff.
To do more and
to do more.
It gives, yeah,
you're like,
ideas.
I want to put my name
Excellent.
Here. I want to be like
Excellent.
Here, right?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Okay. That's very
that's
interesting.
That's very inspiring.
I know that you passed through a lot of like moments in your life, like you motherhood and moving from country to country. Was your art influenced by that? Like, was your art influenced by certain parts of your life?
Yes. I think yeah, it helped. The art helps me to what do you call it? Mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay.
Yeah,
to stay mindful.
Exactly,
okay.
And meditation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very important. It helped me a lot to have this relaxation. Mm-hmm. What I said to bring the out, the inside
out.
In my mm-hmm. Unconscious that we mentioned that to go out and relief and have
right.
the happiness also.
Okay.
This is science. Sometimes I found it's like drugs.
Okay.
In my case, yeah,
oh,
because
yeah.
you draw. Mm-hmm.
You go to another world.
To another world, exactly, mm-hmm. Judy. To mm-hmm. another world with mm-hmm. the colors, with the ideas I have sometimes. But just to grab the papers and start to paint. I don't know the subject. I don't know mm-hmm. what color I want.
It just happens on the moment.
Yes,
yeah.
So basically,
exactly.
you don't think
and
of like what the art would be.
Wow! What happened?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Start with faces. I think helps a lot, and start with pastel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pastel, it's a kind of very helpful, like tabshour. Mm-hmm. We call it in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
Mlawan. So, everything we're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's not like...
it's a talent.
Exactly. It's mm-hmm. not like oil or watercolor.
Mm-hmm.
Takes
mm-hmm.
time and you have to go over mm-hmm. it. And no.
Yeah.
Just very easy.
Okay. With the pastel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Do you think your art has evolved through the... Like before, I remember you were using a lot of pastel.
Yeah.
Now you use more like oil paint.
Yeah.
So that's maybe an example of how your art evolved. You use different types of mediums. So
yeah.
In the beginning, you used like pastel, and now you're using, I guess you're using oil paint.
Mm-hmm.
Has your art evolved in other ways? Like maybe the style of your art has evolved.
Yes.
Or
With oil, I found it's improved a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. There's improvement in my. I can realize it,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's improvement that Lulua, you can't put that in exhibitions. No, it's not time for this. You have to go over it.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, it's it's improved a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Improved it, your
and
style.
And also in America, when I was in Syracuse, especially in Syracuse, I was in school doing pottery.
Pottery, yeah.
Yeah, so it's feeling, put Mariam and Yusser in school
mm-hmm.
and go to the pottery and start with the, mods and create things beautiful.
Creative. So you like to create things
and
bring things to,
exactly.
to life.
I cannot copy the real.
Oh, yeah.
I like to do that.
Oh,
you like to
do your own thing,
but
not copy from other people.
No, always me. It's sometimes you want to learn from the others. It's
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found myself beginners,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot. I have to put mine
your
and that's
vision.
It.
You cannot
my
take
vision.
People's
exactly.
vision and like
yeah.
do it.
Exactly.
It has
right.
to be yours.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. Because I know my sister, she likes to copy Realistic, for sure. She likes to copy detail by detail every painting. So there's different types of
high eyes like camera, you sir. It's different than me.
I think Mimi is very similar to you. She's very she likes to do like her own thing without actually copying.
I like to be influenced by maybe other like artists? Paintings or artists, but I don't want to like, you know,
copy
and like, you know, I mean, copying is also it's a talent, you know. You have to have patience and you have to be focused and things like that, but also like having your own style and not copying
but
is also very
creative. So
I
want to know about the movements, art movements around the world. I found them, all of this movement start from France. It's unbelievable.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And even you started.
Yeah,
from
I started.
France,
so. So all this big names start from France. Start from the 17th and 16th.
1700s.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Renaissance and
Renaissance
like
art. Yeah, 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 it's very
very
from the oldest times until now.
I like also the Rococo art. Yeah,
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know the pictures, the beautiful painting for the furniture and the dresses and in a royal family in France. Elegance and beauty. Describe the details with the beautiful colors. This is the Rococo.
It's like if it's very detailed type.
They put that in the palaces and
like it's an actual piece
exactly
of art.
And now there's no like that, you know, just a period in 17th.
I'm gonna try to see it online.
The pictures, it's beautiful. Wow.
So it doesn't, no one really uses that style of painting anymore.
I don't think so, maybe, but very rare now.
It's an architectural style, that's what it says.
General
was characterized by easygoing, lighthearted treatments of mythological and courtship themes, rich and delicate brushwork, a relatively light tonal key, and sensuous coloring.
Okay.
It's like sculpture. It was notable for its intimate scale, its naturalism, and its varied surface effects.
Naturalism,
it's not realism. It's like it looks very dreamy.
Yeah, look dreamy. Excellent. Wow. I love this part, but I don't know how to draw it.
I wish the people listening to us can watch, because it reminds me of like a fairy-esque kind of like a forest of like
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a beautiful
Alice in Wonderland, but like more
like folks around.
Dreamy.
More dreamy.
The characters. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
How do you call that?
Absurd?
When you take like a video and like there's light behind you and like it shows like this dreamy effect. Blurred maybe.
Yeah.
A bit blurred.
Yeah, yeah. A bit blurred. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool. Rococo? Is that how it's called?
It's, Rococo.
It's a weird name, but
yeah,
it comes from it. Beautiful art.
Yeah, interesting. We learn something new every day. That's really cool. So we can move on. Did we mention that Lulua is a Palestinian artist?
I think you did say that she focused on Palestinian.
Yeah, I am Palestinian Canadian.
She's Palestinian Canadian.
I'm proud that I'm Canadian. So really, I repeat that in front of my
students
when they ask me, "Teacher, you are from where?" I am now Canadian. Teacher. Before,
where were you from?
Before you were Canadian?
You know, in the East, I start to
explain to them the details. Like it's hard for them to understand where you're from.
Exactly. In the map.
Mm. Wow, they ask you that.
But now I am Canadian. Mm-hmm. Guys, we have to be proud that we are Canadian.
You show how proud you are.
Exactly. Very important.
Yeah, because it gives the country gave us a lot of things actually.
Right. Exactly.
Even our countries didn't give us these things. So we're very grateful.
No, yeah, that is very true. Yeah. But it's also important to talk about your Palestinian origins.
Of course.
Yeah.
So,
I put that in my painting. You know that,
yeah,
Maria.
That's what I was about to ask you. Yeah, I put
that in my painting. I use the carnation flower, قرنفل, زهرة القرنفل, and I start drawing in many painting. I put this زهرة, this flower.
Like in all the paintings that you have, you put this symbol.
Yeah. It's a symbol in my with different like movement. I put like that jasmine, yasmin, ببلادنا مليانة ياسمين في كل مكان, everywhere, partout.
Yes.
You have to say some French.
Jasmine is everywhere in Palestine. Yeah, for sure.
Even in Syria, like the jasmine, you smell it everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a beautiful and everywhere in our country, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon. I found myself also to write my name in Arabic. I found the artist writing in English, so I told them like the Arabic originally from Arabic country, why you don't put like your name in Arabic? It's good. And then in the end maybe you put English, but then I start to make like my name as an art too. So this is the tableau and there's a small tableau inside my painting. So my name in Arabic, I found it very artistic.
That's so creative. Yeah, your name Kazlulwa is like
a,
it's very interesting, the lam and the waw.
Lam, waw.
You can make it like so artistic in a way.
It's very very artistic, exactly as Jishudi said.
Like even the Arabic language itself, like it's a very artistic writing. It's very hard for people either way, like it's very hard for people to start writing. And I think you have the knowledge for that since you teach people.
Yeah, it's to write in Arabic. Arabic skill. Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, you have to practice. You have to go to school, university to get it. It's not like that.
No, it's
reading is easy because we read each letter.
Yeah, each letter.
Yeah, it's easy. I think when you get it, you can read, but without understanding.
Okay.
You have to understand.
Yeah, for sure. And Arabic calligraphy also is very common.
Calligraphy, exactly.
It's very known for its art. And it's like it's that like that hard. It's not. It's very hard to like write Arabic calligraphy.
And it has many types of calligraphy. Al-Farsi, many types.
Yeah.
You have it.
Yeah. Very beautiful.
Diwani.
Really
it's
Arabic
nice.
Calligraphy. Yeah. Okay. This is very cool.
Yeah. Do you want to ask about the art industry between?
We have a. We wanted to ask you about maybe the differences you've faced. Being an artist in Canada and being an artist in France. So was there any differences in your experience as an artist in Canada and as an artist in France?
You know, I start like very serious in France. Because I enter the Master A and Master 2 in Lyon 3 and Lyon 2. There, and you read sometimes little bit about the history of the rich, we can say rich history in France. Each country has her own history, on architecture, what else, on artistic, artists, famous artists around the world. So they have this environment.
Like serious environment.
Very intensive, very strong, very, the government everywhere, you know, take care about that.
Encouraging it also,
museums, a lot of museum tableaus. You find it millions of euros now in front of you. Cost a lot of money. I think also the reflections of what you call it, the reflection, like, in the passion.
Like how people express art?
Exactly, okay. How they express the art. Mm-hmm. Also, they are different than us, because when you go to the museum, you find the tableau, it's a history in front of you with details. Yeah. It's like a book.
Yeah.
You cannot find it.
One painting has a lot of stories.
One painting, you cannot find it in Canada, for example.
Yeah. Okay.
Canada, we can find like a different type of art. You can find the community, because Canada is the diversity society. Mm-hmm. There is a communities everywhere. Mm-hmm. They have their own talent. They mm-hmm. have their own thoughts, mm-hmm. different than each other. Mm-hmm. And also, we don't forget the indigenous heritage.
Yes. Of course, yeah.
They have their own art. Mm-hmm. Yes. So beautiful art
has
they
a lot
have.
Of stories, yes. too.
And stories. And so we cannot compare. Really, mm-hmm. Every France has a beautiful things, and Canada too has. And I found it in Canada too, the Beaux-Arts.
The museum
in Montreal. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful. I like to visit it many times. Very active with,
exhibitions
and Van Gogh and many types of exhibitions. So, both of them, I enjoy it really, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you? That's interesting, actually.
It's I like how you're saying, like, you know, in France, the art itself, like one tableau has like millions of stories. And you reminded me when I was on vacation, when we went to Miami, we went to like a whole like house, mm-hmm. and the guy, it's called the Visakaya House, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a museum. They turned it into a museum, which was for a guy that used to, from Chicago, who built this, inspired by the European, especially the French. Oh. So inside the house, it's very like old, plus full of like richness, like sculptures. You can find like paintings, and as you said, like there's a lot of paintings that he brought from France. And each painting, as you said, had a story, because I remember looking at them, I'm like this looks like there's a lot of things that are being said with it, because there's a lot of little details, like people, water, like a lot of detail in each
movement,
picture.
Movement, you can feel some like people are moving in the table, but you know they're not actually moving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a painting, but like you feel that there's movement in the painting.
Exactly. Yeah. So as you mentioned, like it's actually very rich and like very rich.
From long ages, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like from something recently, because you find some countries recently they take care about the art and but no, France, I think different. Case in that Canada also very close to the earth, to the nature.
I think that comes from like indigenous
from those original people there in Canada. So we cannot find that in France.
If you think about it, it's very different.
And what we said, all the movement of art from France, mm-hmm.
they started
from Renaissance art, and with surrealism, mm-hmm. between those seven movements France.
In France.
Okay, one of them, that Rococo.
Rococo.
It's a music type of
things. Wow, that's very, interesting to know. Mm-hmm.
There's Matisse. You know Matisse?
Matisse, the famous artist.
Has this, what you call it? Vaudism.
Okay.
Al-Wahshiya
باللغة
العربية.
Vaudism.
Yeah, sauvage.
Savage.
Sauvage. Like he doesn't care about anything. Just he put the color.
Paint.
It comes beautiful.
So
art.
It's even more crazy than surrealism.
Exactly.
It's like more colorful,
very colorful, like brilliant things. Or you're using the brush.
Okay, and he just sprays it, right?
Okay, like that. Oh, take it, beautiful. Amazing.
Yeah.
We call it Vaudism.
I think it's vandalism. Sorry, no.
Violence?
No.
Vaudism?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
What it's called.
But
Buddhism, yeah, I think
Buddhism,
so.
Yeah,
I know it in Arabic well. Al Wahshiya, we call it.
Okay. Al Wahshiya. I think whoever like speaks Arabic,
it's close
understand.
to Buddhism. I think
harshness.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddhism,
harshness. Yeah. 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 Harshness, yeah. Like savageness. I would
savageness,
say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
in a positive way, good mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
of
know?
Course. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something like you feel. Oh wow! It's a realistic
Reckless.
And not realistic.
Reckless is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Realistic and not realistic in the same time.
Yeah.
No, Matisse and how it's a beautiful tableau
yeah
he
oh,
had
okay.
yeah
yeah yeah that's very and do you think your painting resembles Matisse or what do you
I think sometimes I'm go to the Matisse
okay
like crazy but okay. I like it
okay
I like it and it comes to me the reality but it's not reality
okay
yeah you draw the here in my color in my yeah in my vision in my everything that inside my head but it's reality but it's not reality
it's your reality
yeah,
but not
exactly.
our reality
no yeah it's, yeah in my head
it's in your
the reality
head.
In my
your
head, head. Yeah
but it's not real
yeah
it's
sometimes they thought that it's a kid's drawing
Interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Because,
yeah.
but why? Because of the colors? Or?
The hands. It's not necessary to be perfect.
Okay.
Just tuk tuk tuk. Okay. Like colors.
Yeah.
And your robe, but beautiful robe with a bunch of flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that around her or around the. The person like furnitures beautiful furniture open window
so I would say like because it's they say it's because it's drawn by the kids that means like you don't really consider perspective
no don't plan for
you,
that
you don't plan you don't like you know sketch it out before
no,
you just
no,
like go ahead you know as
spontaneous.
Kids they, yeah you know kids when they paint they just go you know they don't think you,
that's
you,
just,
yeah.
just a nice way to start the painting though
yeah.
it's such an inspiring
it's
way like
very
spontaneous
important movement there
in
France
yeah okay cool well, I'm so happy to have you
yeah thank you so much for coming
you know me now
yeah no we know you way better I do have I think two questions left
do we go on break first
yeah we can
play
go
a song,
on break
yeah.
maybe yeah yeah we can do
and
that
then
and then we'll come back
okay.
Shaharik Dahab
yeah we can play we're gonna play Shaharik Dahab by Basil Zayed
yeah
It was recommended also by Lulua, so it's my first time
Thank
hearing
you,
it
yeah.
too. So we hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than...
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
صهيل الخيول مثل الفرس بيه
Welcome back to the Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 1690 AM. We still have our beautiful guest with us, Lulu Abramadan, a Palestinian writer, artist, and educator. So we talked about a lot of things so far. We talked about your paintings. We talked about
your journey as an artist.
Yeah, your journey as an artist, what you faced in Canada and France, things like that. But we haven't really talked about you as a teacher, because you have been a teacher for... Well, since I was born, I think, for many years, I remember you teaching in the U.S. and in France, and everywhere that we were, that we moved to, you always found a chance to teach someone.
Exactly. Yes.
And I have a question for that specifically. Maybe you can relate this question to your job here in Canada. What makes you motivated to teach? What makes you like wake up in the morning and
teaching
makes
people.
Yeah, and tell yourself that okay, now I have to go teach. Like, what makes you motivated to wake up in the morning and teach?
I love teaching. Definitely I love this job. I found it. I heard that people, difficult job. We have to move to another job like that. But I found it as a person who study for that. I study for teaching. You know, academic in academic way. So in Qatar, I have the education and psychology in teaching methodologies.
Mm-hmm. The degree in technology and education.
Exactly, yeah. A bachelor degree.
Yeah.
And when I came here, I also took some courses to have this equivalence.
In here in Canada.
Yeah, to have the Canadian teaching diploma.
Yes.
So I went to McGill and I took also education. I study in McGill, taking some courses. And then I found it, I like it. I like this kind of job. I don't think myself in another job, teaching, like to interact with the students, to give them knowledge and your expertise in a different way, make dialogue, especially when you are teaching the secondary school, also the primary. You can make dialogue easily.
Of course,
yeah, they can listen, they can,
you can speak with them about important things,
things, what do you think. Like that, to learn, they ask for help. That they, when you ask the student, ask you to help in writing, they trust you. It's kind of a trust too.
You just to mention, you teach them Arabic, right?
Arabic. I was Arabic. Mm-hmm. Now English.
Now you teach
and
them
sometimes
English.
French for primary.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I enjoy this, kind of job. I found it's to make this impact, call it, in educational words, impact, fluence, to make them happy when they see you, when they come to school. Very important to plant something beautiful inside them during the hour. You have,
because usually kids, especially primary, or like when they start going out of the house or going to school, it's like they spend more time with the teachers and with their students than spending time at home with their parents. So being an educator, you have to be like the role model that they look up to, and they enjoy when they see
A smile, make what I said, conversation from time to time, give them the rules, because also you will be good with them, but they have to respect the rules.
Of course,
Code de vie,
strict.
We call it in France.
Yeah,
in
code de vie,
in French language. So you have to follow that, respect me, of course, definitely I respect you, or I will, talk with the office to take you outside and talk with you.
Yeah,
because I have no time. I have just 1 hour to finish everything inside the class. So try to, to insist also in their behavior.
Of course.
Because very important to, the kids moving a lot, it's okay.
Yeah, of course.
They want to draw, okay, go and draw. Not that big deal.
There's a limit,
There's a limit.
To how much they're free.
There is limit. Yeah.
I think you need to find a balance. Like being this like kind of a person who has to like regulate their behavior, but also being a friendly kind of approachable person. You have to find the perfect like balance, and you have to also, because you teach multiple ages, so you have to find, like, you have to kind of change your way of teaching depending on the age. Because maybe people who are younger, like 6, 8, they're very
sometimes with my experience, it depends about their ability and their readiness,
readiness,
they want to learn. What about today, guys? Oh, teacher, we want to draw, we want to see a video, we want, okay, but first of all we have to finish what the teacher asked us to do, and then I will give you time. So they start to finish their work and have like 20 minutes. Or 15 minutes.
They feel motivated that they want to do it fast, so they can have like the 20 minutes
they
for
have
free
that,
and do whatever they want.
Try to be a very simple, very relaxed with them also, because they are very smart. Know, when the teacher start to attention and make this angry, and they start to make her angry more.
They know how to push the buttons.
They know how to tweak the buttons.
Very smart.
They're
smarter than we think, right?
Yeah, yeah,
the kids.
Exactly. This age is unbelievable.
The generation, right?
Yeah. And like the kids, when you saw, they don't know me sometimes. Yeah. They come and hug me. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, they remember you, yeah?
Yeah, remember me from last year or something like that. Yeah. They come to me or, you know, said, oh, you are very tall. You are. You have a big eyes. Big eyes. Where?
They're honest.
They're honest, yeah. Yeah. Beautiful shirts, beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we have to start. We have to be serious, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They're laughing and we laugh and that's it. Yeah,
yeah, so no, yeah. You're friendly with them. That's what I understand.
Yeah, friendly, very friendly with them. Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really cute.
Yeah, so I have one last question for you before we end the show. It's a very like maybe a personal question or something that that you have to like maybe kind of go deep in your past. My question would be, what would you say to your child self? So what would you, if the person next to you is you when you were a child, what would you say to them?